Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to Hebrews 11, if you would. Anybody know what Hebrews 11 is? Oh, yeah. Hebrews 11 is the great faith chapter. And we know we're seeing real faith in this chapter. No question about it, right? We're seeing real faith here. But I want you to notice a recurring theme. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered. He did something. Can you see that? Yes. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared. He did something. It took a lot of work to build that thing, didn't it? If he hadn't really believed it, he wouldn't have done it. How do we know Abel had faith? He gave. He didn't say, I believe in giving. I'm all for it. What did he do? He gave his best, which we all know was Fluffy. He didn't talk about giving Fluffy. He didn't think about giving Fluffy. He didn't say, y'all pray that I'll give Fluffy. He didn't say, if it comes to that. He actually gave Fluffy as an offering. What did Noah do? He didn't just talk. He didn't just plan. They didn't have ark committees where they sought funding, which is the same as not doing anything.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us, because there's going to be a bunch of people going to stand before the Lord, and he's going to say, why didn't you do what I told you to do? Now, they're saved. This is not to determine whether they're lost or saved. But did the Bible say we're going to give an account? Right? And he's going to say, why didn't you do what I told you to do? And they're going to say, well, I didn't have the money. So-and-so wouldn't give me the money. The denomination wouldn't give me the money. You think that's going to fly? You think that's going to cut it? Oh, he's going to say, well, what about me? I'm your source. I told you. No, so many things conspire to get us to be passive. And the flesh wants to be lazy anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All of us have to overcome the laziness of the flesh and what looks like can't be done, because all the voices out here will tell you. The few things that Phyllis and I have been able to follow the Lord in doing, I mean, not a one of them did it look like you could do it. Not a one of them did we begin to have the money to even start to do it. Where's it going to come from? You don't know. Except for if he told you to do it. He knows. And if you'll take a step, not talk, not think, not debate, but do. Things don't start happening until you start doing. The sea didn't split until they put their feet in the water. Come on, are y'all with me? You got to do. Noah prepared. He got ready. Verse 8, by faith, when Abraham was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he what?
Obeyed.
He obeyed, and he did what?
Went out.
I know of several people that told me, man, if the Lord will get me in shape to where I can go and do this, you know, praise God. And within the year, the Lord had paid off their debts and got them money and got them in situation. And so you see them again a year later. How about it? Well, you know, mom and them's, this is going on with them and this is going on with the family and then the other. And another year passes and another year passes and another year passes and they get divorced. And another year passes and they're sick. Big problem. Big problem. Tell me who's Lord.
Jesus.
Not your wife. Not mama. Who is Lord?
Jesus.
Not you.
Amen.
Not you.
Amen.
Come on, say it out loud like you mean it. Jesus,
Jesus
is
my
Lord.
My Lord.
What does that mean? Help me out. What does that mean? That means I do what He says. He's my Lord. My Lord. I don't call anybody else Lord or Master. I only use those terms for Him because I only have one Master. I'm not Master. He's Master. I'm not claiming I've always done it perfectly. But it's my heart. And we can repent from past mistakes. And we can mean business today. And that's the only place you find real faith. Is in the doing. You believe it so much. That you quit playing, you quit waiting. You quit talking, you quit delaying. You believe it, so you
do it.
You do it. And oh friend, it is so wonderful. When you step out to obey Him, the miracles you'll see. The things that'll start happening, that'll start coming your way. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Phyllis and I were thanking God, like I said, we were talking the other day about our past. How many times you could have missed God? How many times if you just hadn't taken that step? It was a big step for us. To leave home and leave everybody and go to Oklahoma. It was a step to leave everything you'd built for 20 years and go to Branson and start over. It was a big step to come down here and start another church. That's travel. Recently Phyllis and I were apart for nearly 3 weeks. That's how it works. I'm in a meeting, then I'm there, then I'm here, or she's somewhere else. And your flesh can say, well, you know, we got a good church. We got this. What do we need this other for? You can say, well, we got two churches. We got conferences. We got meetings. And we're going to add a daily broadcast?
Thank you, Lord.
But how many know, if the Lord told you to do it. Come on, help me out. If the Lord told you to do it.
Amen.
There's going to be miracles on the other side of it.
Amen.
That's what makes it worth doing. Hallelujah. Saved lives. Changed lives. Delivered. Healed. Restored. What's that worth? Because soon we're going to be out of here. And you won't get any reward for laying on the beach. I didn't say you couldn't lay on the beach, but if that's all you do, how much reward you going to get for playing golf or fishing, or well, I want to retire and I want to enjoy my life, you know. Friend, now is not time for your reward.
Right.
Now it's time to work and get something done. Soon you're going to be out of here.
That's right.
Don't try to make this life your all in all. It's about this long. It's time to get something done.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer. Not just a talker, not just a hearer. I'm a doer. Not a delayer, not a debater. I'm a
doer.
Come on, say it out loud, out of your mouth. I'm a doer. I'm a doer. Now, I know if you've been alive any length of time, you see a lot of people that's just talk. Talk, 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 talk. But they don't show up. You can't count on them. They're not doers. That's not you. Come on, help me out. That's not you. You're not just full of empty talk. That's when we said, I'm a doer. You're saying, I believe what I believe. I mean business with God. He is my Lord and Savior. As you read through this great 11th chapter, you're going to see it over and over and over again that they didn't just talk, they did things. Come on, can you see this? They did things. Go to Mark 14, please. I'm going to read James 2 to you while you're getting settled there in Mark 14. Our confessions are powerless if we won't do what He told us to do. Our confessions must be coupled with doing what He said. In James, he says in James 2:14, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man says he has faith and have not works?" Now, the word work is the word for action or doing. We might say it like that. He says he has faith, but he won't do. Can that kind of faith save him? And the answer is no. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, "Depart in peace, be warmed and filled." Now see, that sounds good, doesn't it? Notwithstanding, you don't give them those things that are needful to the body. What does it profit? You're saying, I believe in people having their needs met. I believe it. And I'm going to speak it over you too. Be warm. Be full. Well, that's great. But you got to back it up. Amen. I said, you got to back it up. If you really believe it, there will be a follow-up of action from your ability. Even so, faith, if it doesn't have works, it's dead being alone. A man may say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith, he said, without your actions. You can't. I'll show you my faith by what I do, by my action. You believe that there's one God. You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without action or doing is dead? Abraham had faith. He was justified, though, when he offered Isaac. How do we know he had faith? Oh, I believe God. I trust God. God's my source. I'm in covenant with Him. Everything I have is His. Everything I have is yours. We're in covenant, God. We're in covenant. Everything you have is mine. Everything I have is yours. He said, okay, fine. I want Isaac. That's when the music stops. That's what we're about to find out. If you just talk or if you believe. His faith was proven by his actions backing up his words.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.